David Edwards on percussion, and myself, John Marriott, on words and stuff. Slight aversion to moisture, but other than this, you seem to be coping. Your mind is such that you have adapted to the environment, and as it is, your emotions are an environment, and you appropriately adjust to them as well. In this swamp, music flows and is as unnoticeable as moss between branches. Twigs on trees. Things are like this now. At this time, this is a normal swamp. Most of the plants are pseudo-exotic. There have been no snakes so far, and alligators seem unenthused with the climate. You've been preoccupied with a number of things, but then that's life, isn't it? Smells, minor pains in your body are as significant as conversation. You wonder about the birds. Why are feathers tasteless? Can anything made of them have moisture other than disc-like eyes? Dry packages, hair fiber. Afternoon expands through the foliage. Squirrels make neurotic signals, snatching remnants of mortality as much as can be congealed. You're fond, involuntarily, of the swamp. The properties, the genital sandbars, the accepting mossy clock, the enchanting, contaminating cult of lost connections rediscovered. Stuck to objects. Swamps make power outlets dangerous. Sentient threats never touch down. Curtains of fear, simple cause effects, impossibilities. No of your doubts, but warmth wanders in, exposing no easy signs. A downpour falls on the city crust. It sorts out people who have reasons enough to compel them to go out into the rain, and those who have reasons enough to find something in the wetness. garbage trucks operate down residential streets and on main roads in the middle of the night. They play a part, and they do more than I know, hauling garbage and rejected things and fragmenting the bits of quiet that creep, diluting the breathing of industry. Nighttime presents the closest thing to the feeling of a continuum, the city melding with outer space for a while. But city lights cling like body smells. The lights cling like smells to the body of the city. All possibility waits and shuns the nickname of potential. Possibility lingers like radio signals waiting for reception from you. And it forms a sense of non-comprehension. And this gap looks like the difference between fiction and reality, because reality is really quite contrived, because it isn't cognition, it's recognition. And if it's an act, if it's a lie, if it's a preconceived speech or a play, it's happening. So it's real. So fiction is real. So fake reality is reality.
Everyone's seeing and asserting everyone's way of seeing.
of this headache. Stretch of sight, stretch of sight, stretch of sight. No connotation, just a blob of light over the neighborhood. No swing gesture up against this night sky. Awake and lying in bed. And sleep is hiding in peculiar things. And it talks it nowhere and orders food and reads a magazine. And it sees sunlight and it moves towards me. It sees me hiding. It doesn't go away. It speaks to me. A whispering, silent stares, plays along. It makes teeth that grow larger and sharper. And I'm a guest by accident, keeping monsters alive. But monster is on our side. And he keeps on whispering obscene things, shouting victory. Keeping the monster alive. But monster is on our side. A vinegar smile takes my face, and I'm feeling okay, too alive. It's not here in the rain. It's not here in the rain. It's not here in the rain. We'll be right back. perception as therapy. Options in general to decision to strike.
Powerful looking glass. feel so far removed. I feel so much pop. I would say this must become a standoff. Cause this life can only lead to ulcers. I'd say I'm a little pissed off.
Anticipate the day and night. in the protests. Germinate. Neurosis is intensive care. Peace is only possible if someone's alive to experience it. We are plagued by belief. We are plagued by belief. Every focus is a motion, a grasp or an asking, or a gravity, an impulse. We are unproven products. Handling liveliness with rubber gloves. What sort of lab is this? How much to get in and how much to watch? I've been watching belief move in legs. Muscle spasms induced by contact. Having been unable to imagine all the sciences for excelling in all angles of every moment, I plant my feet in my mouth and dance like crazy.
Serves me a rotten subpoena, tattoos a large tarantula shape, look on humanity onto my solitary facial features, measures my stature and nails it to my body. And that's what happened, and I just got out of bed. Cockroaches picking my pockets tend to bother me, and the notes they leave behind are precisely a loop. They send me to the ceiling. This is it. I'll have to defect. You'll see me carrying out the cowboy mouse subpoena face like a rustling shower curtain. The latest thoughts are quite mad. I'd say their instinct, unclean.